tired? Will you still walk? Will you still talk of me and of us and of you?
I desire nothing better now, nothing new. It was a high and happy day when we met. Will you never forget it and love me always?
Yes, I will love you always.
And so I believe indeed, and feed on the thought to be everlastingly loved. Tell me, how did this surprise come true?
Oh, it is no surprise if you think what you are. Indeed, it were stranger if I adored you less. You are man, lord of this great house, Earth, or as its name is called in my country, Sin. You are in God and mine. Since you first smiled on me and stretched out your hand and brought me in, since our tenderness began, I have loved you, man, and will. Do not doubt. Kiss me again.
You are my worshipful sweet pride. Will you always be so arrogant to others and so humble to me? Will you always make me believe in myself? I am man. But before you came, pride, I was half afraid that something or someone had been here before me and had made me and my house and could create or scatter or cast aside. But when I look in your dove's eyes, pride, I know that I am quite alone in my greatness, and all that I have is mine.
So, this wonderful house, where moon and sun run with light, and all kinds of creatures crawl to be your servants, and your only business is to delight in your own might. It is yours and mine. A shrine for your godhead and for me, because I am yours.
Thus endures my love for my sweet pride. To cast you out were a bygone folly. I shall think of it no more.
No, do not. Be content to love me. See, to teach you, let me pretend a while that I can add something to your style. I, who am also and only your creature, I have brought here my brother, born of one nature with me, my twin, or a moment younger. Let me call him in, and he shall tell you more of what I have planned.
Are you my prized brother? Well, give me your hand. We must be friends. Tell me, what is your name?
I am called Hell.
And where, Hell, do you live?
Well, as to that, it is not easy to give a clear description of the place. It is not far, as your journeys go, and no bar to finding. But the way is best found by going, and that, of all means, best at my sister's showing.
We must go there sometime.
Oh, soon, sweet man, soon. For I must tell you, I have begged of my brother a boon. First, because you are my sweetheart. And next, because the laws you have made everywhere mean that you are to have everything the best. This is a brave house you live in. And let me call it Sin, for my tongue trips to call it Earth. But my brother in his country has a house braver still. And he's offered it to us of his own kind will.
I has he? Well, that is noble, eh? And yet he knows, perhaps, that if someday I should see it and want it for my own, I would simply take it.
Oh, love, how I love to hear you talk so. But for my sake, do not be harsh to my brother. For your pride's sake, smile at her brother, Helen. Treat him well.
Oh, well, that I will do. Well, how now, Hell, shall I have a house from you? Tell me of it.
It is strong and very old, but by a burning I have made there never cold. Mm-hmm. And dry. The only damp would be your tears, if man could ever weep. The air provokes hunger often. You are so sharp-set, you could almost eat yourself. The view is wide, heavenly, as men say in your tongue. To the other side of the sky, at least, so far it seems away. And whatever is there will never interfere, that is quite certain. Because my sister desires, I will give you this house, if you choose.
And because my muscles are strong enough to take it too, perhaps?
Yes, that also, no doubt.
Oh, yes, well. Help, you're a good fellow. And if you shall give me this house, you will have a room there yourself, and you may stay any time that you would like. The three of us could be royal in such a house.
Seen the jewel yet?
No chance. I think he's forgotten where it is himself.
What have you been doing all this while?
Hush! I have a trick now. Play to my lead.
This is good wine. I've had it in store for more than I could guess. It improves with every flask. None could ask better. I must have tended the vines myself when I was young. Sometimes I think, if it were not for my smile over it, the land would be more sterile than it was. Here now, you must drink.
Sweet, for your pride's sake, offer him something in return for the house. I would not have my lord seem under an obligation even to Hell, my brother. Though, indeed, I meant well enough in persuading him.
You are always right. Nothing free, but I am just to give it back. What will you have, Hell? No, no words, I say. You must take something. Pride, what shall I give him?
Oh, if you would be so kind, perhaps a game of dice. It would please him. He loves a gamble.
Dice? Good. For what?
Well, if... perhaps, well, something quite small, or nothing at all. The game's the thing.
No, I insist, something I would exchange for a house.
A handful of dust, perhaps, of your own earth, or, as becomes you to risk something more, perhaps... That old jewel your servant speaks often of, more often than becomes him. Soul, I think he calls it?
Soul, yes, he does talk thus. I've heard him sing of a bird of paradise that sits in the leaves, and he calls that bird soul. I do not know. My soul is I. But any soul that sings in me, I would gladly exchange someday for a roll of the dice. My pride, will you love me forever?
Always, by my will.
I would kill you otherwise.
I'm not easy to kill by any who have loved me. Let us risk this lost jewel, your soul, on the dice. Let Hell have his chance of finding.
Sir, by permission, there are poor people outside seeking shelter.
Insolent.
Who is it?
A youngish working man, one from these parts, and has his heart's love with him, his wife. A fair-faced girl, and I think near her time. It is a harsh night. If I may suggest, she needs rest, a room and a bed.
Man, this servant of yours clacks his tongue more freely than mine should do. Must you keep rooms where any riffraff tramps may dwell? And have supper too, I suppose. You, sir, I'm speaking to you.
And supper, madam, you suppose?
Oh, you speak well to your lord's guest, my sister, or...
Rest easy, Hell. This is my friend Gabriel, and he suits. He's been here since before I came hither.
wherever I was before I came hither. and he watches after my accounts, and at least someone does, and it isn't I. Well, he's neat and quick, and leave him alone.
Will you choose, sir, to speak to them yourself?
Well, it were wrong to turn out a mother and a pity to turn out a woman on such a night as this, but to have tramps in my house, yeah, one should be generous when one is comfortable, sweet, kind to the poor, yes?
I confess, dear man, I cannot see why. One cannot do what one would. Not even you, my bountiful God. And as these things go, they're only encouraged to expect more than anyone can do. My darling, have a care.
Well,
I think, sir, you should see them now.
Oh, do you? Oh, all right. Well, you're always ready to beguile me. Show them in. And as for you, Helen, and my sweet bride, be married a while.
Surely that is Gabriel, that old gossip of heaven.
He? I cannot tell. Angels and I never met much, not for me to recognize.
Your dove's eyes are not as sharp as mine. I appeared more deeps than you. Besides, sleep takes you sometimes. It never takes me. And after a while, he who wakes forever finds the tingling and aching make sight the sharper in the land where heartbreaking troubles the light. Wait, I am sure it is Gabriel, but show no sign. Only be ready to whisper man a little and keep your eye on the door.
Why? What can he do?
I don't know. Nothing, I hope. Man chooses to play. It is his affair and mine. But keep close. We may win the jewel yet. And man get clear with us to my nice house.
Come, if you must see them, let us drink first.
Gabriel might have brought me more wine first, the cursed fellow, and not to rob me of time for wandering trance. Come. Let us drink to our usual.
Eternal, eternal.
Sir, here they are.
What do you want?
Sir, shelter for one night, by your permission. Our mule has gone lame. The dark overtook us and all but shook our hearts with the perils of the road. My wife, she's in no condition to go on. Tomorrow we will be gone.
Poor wretch, she needs fetch care.
Beware, sweet. They're much easier to let in than to get out. You are too kind. Besides, if you would go on this journey with our brother Hell, you would not want to have tramps rack your house while you were away. Anyone as great as you must be true to his glory.
Yeah. She's a poor lass.
That is why. If she were of our class, not yours, you are without equal, but my brother's and mine. Do as you think best.
Well, there is that, though.
To have people like these in the house. Imagine! But you are their master and mine. I'm only thinking of your glory.
Oh, yes, I see that. Gabriel.
Sir.
Is there not a shed nearby where these could be stored for the night in reasonable comfort? I cannot have them in my house. My pride will not stomach it. And I am afraid to turn them out on such a difficult night.
The stable, sir, it is empty since you chose to dispose of your stud.
Oh, give them a good shakedown of straw, too. And Gabriel, if you should happen to give them a piece of my bread, I shall look the other way.
Sir, it is God's bread. I will do as you say.
Oh, God! God!
That's your old quack, Gabriel. In all of my vast creation, I have never seen God. What has God ever done for men? Did God give me this pleasant mistress prize?
He gave you that jewel, your soul.
Oh, soul. You have spoken of that often, Gabriel. But in all of this vast world of mine, I have never seen it, not in flesh or fish or fowl. It must needs be some old hideaway rubbish. And what is God doing? If God is, being bountiful to me? Far as I can see, I have had neither God nor Father on earth. I have always just been man. You tire me.
Have them away. Just as you say.
Sir, a blessing on you for this grace. Thank you, Mary.
Sir, God will bless you. Nor will my son, when he comes, forget what you gave, nor with what spirit. If he can be ever of use to you, I vow now in his name, he will be well content to be.
You are most welcome.
Now we can drink. Pour it out here. Give me your hand, Pride. Am I not a grand fellow?
Oh, just as you say, sir. Nay, I love you, dear man, for being so fine, so full of your own importance. Do you not find me more to your mind than a girl like that?
My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
From henceforth will be the only blessed ones on earth, and no generations of anything except our joy.
For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm.
Be my arm of strength, man.
He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
Imagine me in your heart.
He hath put down the mighty from their feet and exalted them of low degree.
Be mighty on me, man. Exalt me to your great degree.
He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away.
Oh, rich, rich! Bear off, my dear! Oh, my brother's here. Tower will you over me in your power. Oh, but fling him to your glory's world's wealth. And all my house shall come down before your head, crown of splendor. Tenderest all of our desires out of your greatness. To him his gambling moment, his catch of chance. Then snatch me to yourself forever. Then at the gate of your house when we go, I will kiss you so. Do you know? Wait, sweet. Hal, have you the dice?
Oh, I have some dice here. I used to play with them often with my friends, but since I met you, I've forgotten my friends. The love of you tends to that.
Do we play for a stake? I don't mind. The game's enough.
Yes, but a stake all the same makes the game more amusing. You forget how we play for that jewel called soul.
Oh, it doesn't exist. Or if it does, we'll never find it.
Well, it is in my mind that to play for the chance to find it is well enough. What do you say, Hal?
Aye, if I have his will to lay hold of it, if I can, by my own skill, nothing unfair or force, but if it is found, I take it in free exchange for the house and ground.
You shall, brother, for your sister's sake and yours.
However precious.
Although it would cost my all. I am no miser. I've always been open-handed. Yes, never stingy, never, never. Shall we play? The game. 2 out of 3?
Yes. Five.
Six. That's my game. Woo-hoo! Kiss me again.
Quick, while he's blind with me.
Well tossed, Hal. You have a net. But my luck is in, and I back my luck to win.
Man, where are you?
Who is that? I heard a voice.
No one.
Not the wind.
Oh, the rain has stopped, and the stars are out. The one over the stable is more star than the sun and star.
Hurry, man. You are so slow. Your pride is waiting.
Well, waiting is she? Well, then let her wait, you hussy.
You're a part of me. You're a part of me.
I am not to be called in and ordered like Gabriel.
Well, it was but that leisure of ours in Hell's house I was wanting. But just as you say.
The game. Oh, yes, do it again. Five.
Six.
What tricks?
So, ha! Ha! So it is! Well, we've drawn the game!
Oh, no, one throw more.
More? How many times have we thrown?
Twice. Hurry!
Oh, hurry! Do you hear that? You're as saucy as this wench yourself.
Throw. I'm impatient for you to go.
Do you hear that, Pride? He's impatient for us to play the game. He wants to hunt for my soul.
I do not think you will long hunt for that.
Give me a kiss, Pride. Hearty and strong like before, I shall throw the dice, win the game, and my soul as well.
Man, where are you?
Hi! Here! Who called man?
No one.
No one.
Throw!
Oh, someone did.
Throw with me thus, and I with you.
Watch yourself. I'll horse you on your brother's back and take a pretty club to your head.
Throw first, and he afterwards, and a word real quick, convince him that he threw and lost the game.
Six.
Man, where are you?
Oh, it's the wife. It was the pretty girl.
Here I am. Man is coming.
No, throw.
How do I hear a voice outside of my house I have not chosen to hear? No one else built my house, did they?
No.
Well, then how do I hear a voice I have not chosen to hear? Are you trying to trick me?
If I thought you... I'm confused. But my mind is twined in a voice. Gabriel!
No,
I say.
No, leave Gabriel alone.
Gabriel is my fellow. He was here before I came hither. He suits. He'll tell me who the voice was. Gabriel, I say.
Here, sir. God made me and bade me wait on this moment in your life. What do you need?
You're a good fellow. My mistress Pride and my brother Hal. We were playing this game. No, that was not it. That was not it. The girl. I heard a girl. Is she in any danger?
No, she is safe. So, this is the game, is it, sir?
Yes.
Fool, you've tried too many times to trick him.
Damn him. Who'd have thought Grace was so near as to hear that small squeak of a drunken voice?
Yes, we were playing this game. Will you throw for me? No. The girl. Is she a... Didn't she have a baby?
Yes, she has. Now.
Oh, she had a baby. Pride!
Here, darling, here!
You were never caught by anything as natural as...
Let her go! What are you doing with my dice?
Dice, huh? So, that is better. Now it seems to have only one six. And now we can play that last throw again.
I won't. I tell you, I won't. I won't throw.
Don't you help. The nasty mind has got pretending we cheated. Oh, don't. You hurt.
You wanted the game. You shall win or lose on the game by the luck of the game. But all luck is good. Toil and spoil as you will, still in the end, flick of every chance must fall right. Throw.
I go ahead.
Throw! Five. Speak. What is it?
Six.
You have had a long run, you and all your tricks. But tomorrow's sun rises on a world where untruth is always untrue. That is simple enough, but too difficult for you. Get to your house and the burning you have made. And not even bad as your own. Fire is borrowed from heaven. And as for you, sister, you poor, cowardly slut, you... No, I will teach you a lesson. Kneel up. Say after me. Kneel! Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And now go. No, on your knees go.
I dreamt my pride had gone. What's happening? Oh, you Gabriel. Call my pride.
Sir, soon, if you tell me to. They will wait, I know, by the gate you call death, which is the usual way to Hell's house. You can catch them there, or yourself call them back. But first, there's a thing to do before you go.
What? You would bully me? I want to be a god. You will not bully me. I want my pride.
It was only I, this night, that made her go.
You are above yourself.
Above or beside? Distinct enough, at least, to deal with pride. This one night out of all time, you must see for yourself, without pride's arms around your hell's hand in yours. This one night is given to you. Tomorrow, things may change. The woman you saved, half by your will, from a little chill in the night, and from blistered feet, has a thing to say. Come.
I did give her a place to stay and some straw and some bread. It's better than being out in the street. You look grander than you used.
Sir, it is only that you give me more attention. When pride is about, no one can see straight. You shall see more than I. Come when I call.
Blessed one, what is your will now? Dearest Lord, to show man my child, lest in some testy humor the rumor should fade. If he sees, his heart may radically move to love, whatever he forgets, wherever he sets his eyes.
He, who with all this earth offered us the straw?
Did we deserve, dearest, under the law, this birth that I kissed? Nothing at all is given, till all is given. I know. That is heaven. But then also it is heaven to know that all is given at once in the smallest free gift, even sometimes when only half given. Oh, my son reckons as no mathematician hath done. He checks his amounts by the greatest and least at once. Oh, my own, there are no accounts like yours.
Blessed is he in his sole free choice. Lady,
man is a little drunk and a little sleepy and with a little hankering after health, but yet he also has a faint hurt at having offered as he did. If it pleased you now to expose the holy thing?
Oh, let him come. Let him come quickly.
Man! Man!
It's too bright to see. Where's the woman? I gave her a place to stay and some bread, else she would have been dead.
Do not talk nonsense.
Do not talk at all.
I'm just trying to understand. Hell has made me stupid. How could I, who have this grand house and another one beyond promised, have been so stingy to offer straw in a stable?
Do not trouble your brain. Gain is as difficult to understand as grace.
Do not talk, I say, lest the divine one sleep.
Nay, let him talk as he will. Come, man, my son. It is true that but for you I might have come to an end. Here at least. Look, my son thanks you.
Was he born here?
This very night, in your stable. Therefore, dear man, you, if you choose, shall be his godfather.
What's his name?
Jesus. Because he will presently save his people from their sins, and hell shall play no trick on them more.
I did not quite refuse you, did I? I cannot help. Hell, because hell made me so stupid. I didn't quite refuse you, did I? He must have something to please him. The house is full of things, and nothing quite right. Oh, stop. I remember something out of sight, out of thought, but always I've had it here. There it is. It might serve. I do not know what it is at all. But if you should want a bed for the night, there's my room, the best.
That is your soul I've been searching for all this time.
Great Hiram. Even the angels desire to understand these things. And a mortal hand is more than the domination. Leave man and my son and me our mystery. Let us think our own way and not yours. Look, I will breathe on it. So, and see how it dances and how my beloved glances follow. Take it again, man, a little while. We'll go up to your room. Now be the gloom of earth split, and be this house black, and no more profess by poor pride to be sin. For the joys of love hereafter shall override boasting and bragging, and the heavy lagging of hell after delight that outstrips him, step and sight. Take us, O exchange of hearts. This we know. Substance is love. Love, substance. Let us go.
Tonight we're happy to welcome you to the sequel of last night's drama, House by the Stable. Tonight's play is 100 years after the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pride and hell have had a difficult time of it. And though for a while, in the humility of Christ, they are lost, they are not dead. As we said last night, they are immortal. And even when man opens his heart in his home and gives his soul and his life to Christ, that doesn't mean that he becomes Christ himself and is perfect, but that pride is still lurking about. But we do have two new friends of man to deal with his pride and to help him, and these are his faith and the grace of God with him. As you look at your program, you will see that it says that Grab and Grace is the sequel to House by the Stable, and it portrays man in the light of the new event, the Christ. Charles Williams, by the way, Charles Williams was a British writer, and we have several of his novels in our bookstore, which are very interesting too, and have lots of meat to them. He wrote these plays out of the knowledge that we live in a redeemed world, and we have but to recognize and accept what by God's action we already are, and we shall be what we are in the loving favor and power of God. Grace cannot be confined to the reach of man's own efforts or even to the instrumentalities and channels of any church. Grace is at work in the world, in all places, in places that do not appear to be ecclesiastical, and even in ways that do not appear to be religious, as is the case with this drama tonight. We ask you to join with us in celebration of Jesus Christ, his life, his redemption, and his grace and faith that are with us even now. Do remember that this is 100 years later. Pride and hell have gone through quite a struggle in quite a time as they once again appear on man's house.
No rest, no comfortable house. These lands are as empty as our bag of food. Yet, I should know this place.
Why, surely this. Look in the crook of the hill. It is man's house once more. After wandering these 100 years through the malignant lands, to think we have come to your old home. Pride, what do you think? Might we find rest here?
Well, it would be worth a try. I and you were so besotted and bevenomed by that slimy Gray Gabriel that we lost our heads and ran too soon. Oh, but man cannot have forgotten me. Few do. Oh, their faithfulness to me is astonishing. Shall we not, do you think?
Drink yourself first.
Oh, this cursed mud.
That dress will not provoke him under your yoke again.
Look and see if we have something in our odds and ends. I cannot think why we carry all this. What is this?
A bit of Abel's blood. Ha ha, a drop of that in a drink will give man heartburn.
And this?
Take care, that's a bit of Adam's tooth. Broken on the first fruits out of paradise. He's had neuralgia in his jaw ever since.
And this thistle down?
Ah, the kiss of Judas.
Judas?
Yeah, you were sick with malignant plague when it happened. The child that man sheltered when we had gone grew and grew spoiled. And Judas, one of his friends, talked man into killing him in a sudden brawl. But there's no time to tell all.
All meaning that when man had finally got rid of me, things did not go so well as Gabriel had thought. Oh, you fool of hell, why did you not tell me this sooner?
Oh, I had forgotten. My fits make me dull. We're not what we were. Neither you or I have ever been the same since the great earthquake and the talking flame.
But, Hel, did we not hear that man had had a changed heart? I am sure that some antipodean rumor reached us of his altered humor. That he now likes prayer and servile monochromatic designs. Draggle decency might suit us better.
Well, looking at this bag, it might be easier. May not you be converted as well as he? Ah, yeah, try that. How about that for man's earthen embrace and chaste kiss?
Well, what is it?
Devil only knows. I think the original fig leaves. You'll need a belt. How about Jezebel's?
Oh, too bright. What's the other one?
This is the cord that Judas hung himself with. Later used to tie Peter to the cross.
I don't know who Peter was, but if it was used in a crucifixion, it's something that anyone would treasure. Pride in a nutshell, and the shell of the nut inside. Hush, someone's coming.
Is it man?
No. No, it's a woman. What the devil?
Oh, no. Gabriel, let's hide and see what happens.
Oh.
Good morning, Gabriel. Where is my lord?
He was down at the stables just a moment ago, ma'am, but I believe he's gone back with Grace to the house.
The stables?
The stables. He has not spent much time there since the lord died. But this morning, something stirred.
A word in a song. Oh, today is such a morning as I love, cloudy and cool. One feels rather than sees the sun heavenly. He is distilled in the air, and my heart filled with his future. In the dawn, I made a new song, and would fain sing it, if man, my lord, were free to hear.
Could man do worse than to hear faith's song?
Well, frankly, that depends, but thank you for the kind thought. I will go and find him out. Loveliness. To feel day in the dawn.
And will you tell me who faith is, and what faith in that dress is doing in man's house, and I in this shroud?
Hush, not so loud.
You need not bother. Oh, hush.